However, one thing you notice about this approach is it's radial, meaning that you have a known point in the middle, the base, and then the unknown points around it. Obviously, this gives little geometric solidity, because clearly if there's an error in one of these radial baselines, it would be tough to catch it, because there's no real redundancy. This picture here is indicating two receivers, A and B, and it's possible by double occupation, one receiver going one way and the other going the other, by double occupying the unknown points to get some redundancy and some checks against the positions from a base. Another way to do it is to use one receiver, and instead of double occupying with two different ones, one receiver with a certain amount of time, let's say 4 to 8 hours between the first occupation and the second occupation on the point. Another way, obviously, is to move the base to another known point. Obviously, then, if you have vectors from another base into these points, you have a check. And this is one of the things you need to consider in doing a GPS real-time survey, is that radial vectors provide no redundancy or check, unless double occupation or two bases.